this evening, while we start session two, which is improving your online reputation, we're also going to do a brief review of session one. How many of you have gone back and listened to the audio again or have watched the videos?
I have.
All right, very good. The key and the heart of this process and the ultimate goal for you as a producer in implementing the 180 clients processes is to generate a steady stream of qualified introductions from your clients. And of course, this doesn't happen automatically. It's through layering in these processes, being consistent, and then positioning yourself as the coach, as the center of their financial world. Now, when I say positioning, it's not by title. How many of you have worked in your past for a boss, but he really wasn't a leader? He was just a manager. I know I have, especially early on. Some people lead by title. Well, the same is true when it comes to someone's financial picture. Doing the right thing and positioning their money appropriately and perhaps advising them in their investments is wonderful. Is it enough to earn the position of their financial coach or the center of their financial world? I would submit that it is not. So the first step, by offering these coffee meetings, they know that there are no strings attached, and they know that, quote-unquote, after the sale, you still care and are teaching them without expecting anything in return. So this starts to attract your clients, and they begin wanting to come back, wanting to hear what you're going to teach them, because they know you're providing financial peace of mind. That's the importance of this informal coffee meeting. And then, of course, as we layer in session two, session three, which are powerful professional partnerships, and session four is more of a formal night class for your clients. Just the combination of all of these will definitely position you with the right heart as their financial coach that they want to keep going to. And that creates the experience that incentivizes them to tell others about you, and you start getting more and more introductions. Now, improving online reputation, we're going to begin with the why. Why online? Tim, I'm, you know, all thumbs when it comes to technology or what have you. I will show you tonight, and I promise that it is easier than you think and perhaps more important than you realize. And the number one reason why we want to build our online reputation and improve it is clients are much more cautious now. It is a matter of trust. Every industry has suffered in the area of consumer trust, and perhaps our industry, just meaning the financial industry, not specific to the annuity side, just in general, if you hold yourself out as a financial planner, a financial advisor, we've received some black eyes, but we're not the only ones. But knowing this, and knowing that clients are more cautious now, we have to understand that consumers have much more in the way of research tools now at their fingertips than they did just 10 years ago. Out of curiosity, how many on this call have been in this business longer than 10 years?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how technology has exponentially just shot out of the stratosphere? I mean, if we look at it, 10 years ago, Google was just getting started. It was not in the dictionary as it is now, as almost a verb. And about 10 years ago, it seemed that you really needed to go out and buy a copy of Consumer Reports in order to get an unbiased review of either a company or a service or a product before making your purchase decision. And if not that, then you had to make a lot of calls to a lot of people hoping to find someone who had experience with that product and service. How many of you remember, or maybe you still subscribe to Consumer Reports? Well, nowadays information is traveling a lot faster. And also nowadays, when your existing clients promote you to someone else, we call that an introduction, not a referral, then that the your existing client's credibility will determine the level of confidence that the person they are introducing you to will have when they come in to see you. But it's very likely today that they're going to research you first. And depending on whether they can find you or not is also going to have a huge determination on the level of trust or comfort they have coming in to see you. So today, people search for information, facts, background, and dig up dirt on the internet. So as quickly as information is shared, it's really hard, if you've noticed, for any business or a person to hide any wrongdoings. If a person or a company cheated someone, stole, or have been accused of a crime, it's very discoverable on the internet. And perhaps you've done that yourself before making a purchase, before moving forward with someone over the phone who called and offered you something wonderful. You know, you get back to them, and what are you doing? You're Googling, and you're searching the tar out of them. And you're trying to get ratings, and you're looking at Better Business Bureau or anyone else who has something to say about that company or product. Well, our clients and prospects are doing the same. And the reality is we're experiencing an interesting dynamic right now. When the masses are given a platform, which right now is really, it's free to them, to let their voice be heard, the truth does surface. That's referred to as the wisdom of the crowds. Wisdom of the crowds concludes that the majority is usually right. When enough people are given a voice, the truth surfaces. And one of the best demonstrations of the wisdom of the crowd is, you remember the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What's one of the lifelines that they get to choose? Pull the crowd. I call a friend. More often than not, the crowd wins. And there's research dating back to the 1600s that you pull enough people to get, you know, their answer, their guess, the majority wins. And that's how the internet works right now as well. There are currently countless rating websites where consumers are encouraged to rate a product or service by giving it a star rating, 1 to 5 stars. How many of you have seen that? You've got Amazon. Before you buy a book, which is on average only $14, but before you make that $14 commitment, you can read other people's reviews. They will give it a 1 star to a 5 star. So what goes through your mind when you're looking to buy a book and you're seeing, you know, a dozen reviews and they're all 5 stars? It must be good. So many people are rating it high. If you see that this product or service, or in this case, a book, is getting nothing but 1, you may think, I'm gonna skip on that. Yelp is another service. How many of you have used Yelp on your phone or online? I don't know how they came up with the name, but it's basically anywhere you go, a store, and restaurants are really popular. You get to sign in and rate it a 1 to 5 star. You get to share your experience, including being as brutally honest as you want. The service was slow, the food was cold, and guess what? The truth gets out. So now, using search engines like Google works on a platform of popularity and frequency of the use of words. The more these words are used, and it could be your name, your company name, or just everyday words, and the more they're searched and visited, the quicker that they rise to the top of these searches. So, as you see, we're listing here a list of reasons why you need to have an online presence, and more importantly, a positive online reputation. People have the perception nowadays, are you real? And if you're real, then you must be easily discoverable online. If you're not easily discoverable, if I search you by Google or Yahoo, then maybe I'm a bit more hesitant, maybe more cautious that you're not real. Maybe Hi, Marcelino. Maybe they came and met you at a restaurant because it was a public program, and which is fine. But again, your office is not in the restaurant. And are you fly by night? Are you real? Are you established? So it helps to understand that that is the perception from clients. And so now we want to do everything we can, which is free and very light as far as the workload goes. I will show you how you can do most of this in just a few minutes. Now we'll talk about how are we going to build the online reputation. It's important to note that this is not something that we do during the 9-to-5. During the 9-to-5, you are, as Bill here would say, belly to belly, face to face with people, or working on getting your next appointment or what have you. I find that I can save so much time. Kids are tucked in bed. We've had dinner already. I can literally take 5, 6, 7 minutes online, a few keystrokes, and I can improve my online reputation. And I can also make it appear that I am, quote-unquote, posting something or providing content every day for the week. But in actuality, I took one night and I did it all ahead of time. So let's look at how. One, it is free to register your profile, a profile with Google. Now, this evening, right after this call, we've got an email that's going to go out to you, and there are two links to take you to two different videos. These videos are training videos, but it also supports what I'm teaching tonight, and the benefit is you can go back and watch it as many times as you like. This is an instructional video that shows you step-by-step how to create a profile with Google. The cool thing is that it is free. Now, here's an example of what happens when you have a Google profile. I took this snapshot. Does everybody see that? Just 2 days ago, and as I typed in my name, what's the first thing up there? Google profile. There's my picture. So, have you Googled yourself lately? I Googled a couple of you. I didn't find much. Okay, so that's why I hope that if you apply this will be a good help to you. If Google is the number one name in internet search, would it not make sense to have a registered profile with Google? That way, it makes it much more quicker for people to find you. Now, again, searches like Google, what they work on is popularity and frequency. The more someone's name is either searched for or used online, in other words, you have your website and that has your name somewhere on your website. You say something every now on Facebook and that has your name, and maybe Twitter and LinkedIn. There's a multiplying effect that your name is being used, seen, or visited more frequently, and it rises to the top. I'm going to get out of the PowerPoint just for a moment to do this live with you for those that are in front of a computer. Okay, here's Google, and I started typing in Tim. Now, it starts guessing what Tim you want to look for. Does everybody see the screen? I guess those two people that are online, what's the screen say so far? Underneath my name, it says Tim Burton. I'm not Tim Burton. I'm not Tim McGraw. So let me keep going here. R-O-S-E-N. Now, when you do get to a computer, those of you who are not in front of one, go to Google and start typing in your name and see what comes up, because this is what your clients are seeing. Oh, look at there. I haven't even hit enter yet, and the page is full of me. The first one that comes up is my company name, Financial Compass, the Safe Money People, and a little blurb. It says, these days we're bombarded by a constant barrage of financial information. So just by a search, people are already getting an idea of what I'm about. With your Google profile right here on Google. They didn't even go to any page yet. They didn't even have to click. And it says, I'm a registered investment advisor representative spending most of my productive time coaching my investors and avoiding the deadly investor traps. Beneath it, who's online with me? Say yay if you're online.
I'm on there.
Yay.
All right, good. What should I... These are other links that are associated with me. So if someone wants to click that, Tim Rosen TV, then they click it, and with very little effort, boom, they're at my website. Let me go back. Here is Against the Grain. Now, not everyone has to go out and write a book. I happen to write a book. It took me many years. But anything that you do and you're proud of, get it out there online. So here's a website for my book. The key is when you create a Google profile, and by the way, tonight as I teach you, create a profile here, create a profile here, I'm going to walk you through it, and you'll see that it literally takes just a few minutes, and each place that you create a profile is free. Now, if you're creating a profile, I don't want you worrying about creeps and perverts and blah, 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 and I don't want to give my information. You're doing this from a business standpoint, okay? You're not going to give your home address. You'll give your business address. You know, you may not post pictures of your young children, but again, you want it to be recognizable. When you create your Google profile, a couple of words here. You want to use your first and last name. However, maybe, I doubt if there's another Philip Neuring out there. There may be another Rick Redding. There may be another Kristen Mandel. So it'll tell you if your name's available. If it is not, stick with your name, but start adding some numbers after your last name. Kristen Mandel 1, Kristen Mandel 2, the year of your birth, 1970. Did I score any points there? All right. Okay, so... Yeah, you try a number there. You want to lock in that profile. Now, the reality is the Google profile has been available for a number of years, so there are many people on this planet. Google operates over 1 million servers, meaning big supercomputers across the globe. So, and Google is global. So the first thing you want to do is get your Google profile. When you're setting up your profile, it has as many links as you want to give it. It'll say, what are some of your links that are related to you? And you want to put in your business website, definitely first. You can put in your Facebook website, Twitter, so that when someone searches your name, as you see right here, here's my picture, Bill and Christine. What we're looking at here is when you Google Tim Rosen. Now, I do have to clarify here, that is in my area. What happens is Google starts to get smart, and that can get kind of scary. But Rick, in your area, as people search Google and they search your name or anything else, it starts to get smart. And when you start keying in things that you're searching for on Google, it will start showing responses that are in your area. So when you Google Tim Rosen, you may not find the profile right away. It may be towards the bottom. You will see a lot of these businesses, but what happens is, again, Google starts to get smart and starts to get to know the area that you are in. The plus side of this is, who are you serving? Who are your clients? Hopefully, they're folks in your own neighborhood or, you know, within a reasonable, you know, distance and county. So as you work your profile and your online presence and they in your area search, it's going to be easier for them to find you than it is me. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we want to build the Google profile. Again, I have the website for you this evening when we are done. And back to some notes here. Now, links to other sites. This is where your efforts start to decrease and the power of search engines really kick into gear. When you open a Facebook account. How many of you are already using Facebook? Just say your name.
Christine.
Okay, good. You're already familiar. And I'm friends with you, Christine, so I know that. Now, in your profile, you want to go back into Facebook and edit your profile and check the privacy settings and make sure everything says public. If it's not public, Google cannot report it or search for it or increase the searchability of your information. On everything you do online, you want to be able to put at least your business website. If you have a blog, then you want to put that in there as well. But something powerful happens. I'm going to show you another example. Once you have your website, as long as I'm not getting ahead of myself. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to setting up profiles with reputable websites. You want to have a Facebook profile. You want to have LinkedIn. Who's not familiar with LinkedIn?
I'm not.
Philip, you are not. Okay, that's okay. Each one of these just takes a few minutes to set up. But Facebook is all about the conversation. I'm going to go over some do's and don'ts with Facebook here in a moment. But Facebook is all about just joining the conversation, being nice, having people kind of get to know your personality and your sense of humor. Also on your Facebook account is your website and a description of what you do. But again, Facebook isn't about getting on and saying, hey, if you don't want to lose your shorts in the market, you need to be calling me. We don't pitch on Facebook. We become part of the conversation. This goes back to kind of the same thing with Coffee with Tim. You want to give. You know, it's a great place to post an article. If you see something you read in USA Today or your favorite finance magazine online, there's generally nowadays a little image at the top of the article that says share. You click share, it'll show Facebook. Click Facebook, and it puts that article on your Facebook page. So in the Facebook community, that's a way of you saying, hey, I thought you might benefit from this. Want to share it with you. There's a difference between sharing an article that you think everyone would benefit from or find interesting or fascinating versus, hey, the next two people who give me a call get free tickets to, you know, blah, 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 or free financial consultation. You don't want to pitch on Facebook. LinkedIn, on the other hand, it's all about the connections. This is more of a professional site where, again, you get a profile. It takes just a few minutes. Just fill in the blank questions. What's your education? What is your current position? What are your past employers, if applicable? And this is a pretty powerful site where it will recognize previous employers or even your current affiliation and start recommending, hey, this person is on LinkedIn and they used to work there, or this person's with AMS. Won't you click here and add them to your connections? And so what happens, more and more connections, you start connecting with more and more people. Again, your name rises in the search engines. Plus, more people across the globe are familiar with who you are and what you do. With these connections, you can ask people, hey, can you make a recommendation? We've done business before, and they can make a recommendation. It's very professional, so people can put testimonies on there. Now, if you have a broker-dealer, you've got to be careful there about the use of testimonies. Philip, you use a broker-dealer. So now these are just a couple of websites. Another one, of course, is Twitter. Twitter, you have 140 characters to say something, and it forces you to think. But again, it'll help raise your name in the search engines. And I'm going to show you here in a moment how we tie it all together. With one effort, you can post to all of these sites. Here's just a snapshot of my personal Facebook page. This is where I am being personable. I'll say cute and funny things or what have you. People get to know my personality. There's a lot of pictures that get posted. I can share some articles, interact, reconnect with people from high school. But even at the top, you see here, works at Financial Compass Investment Services. And again, you want your profile to be public. You don't have to put your address in. I do not. And so that's an idea of Facebook. Now, I will say I did not show a picture of this, but for my company, since I have a Series 65 and I can advise, I have a company page as well. So instead of my face here with my beautiful wife, you see the logo of my company. And what I do with that is more business. I post more articles. I present rhetorical questions. And I teach, and I'll give little blurbs. And then I'll also use them to invite folks. You see, I think you see here, friends, 775. Doesn't mean they're my bestest buddies, but I'm pretty acquainted, or at least I know who most of these folks are. And if I create if I'm doing a money class and it's appropriate for anybody to go to, I'll simply create an event. That's another little training issue you will see on your Facebook page, events. You click event and create an event, and you can invite them to something. You can invite them to coffee with Tim. And you can click what friends you want to send the invitation to, or click all. So you can have 700 people invited. So that is a powerful thing here as well. Facebook do's and don'ts. Some of the do's, in order to make it work well, you want to be part of the conversation. You want to be polite. There's going to be some people that are just going to rub you the wrong way, but we have to remember what makes America great, and that is, like noses, everyone has an opinion. And some people are going to rub you the wrong way. Pick your battles wisely, and don't get tempted to jump in and correct people or get defensive. And if you're right wing, don't attack the left wing, you know. And if you're conservative, don't blast the liberals, because what are you trying to do here? You're trying to gain more eyeballs that are watching you online. And the more interaction you have, the more your name raises in the search engines. And it is your online reputation as well. So it's better to be a peacemaker. You want to add substance. So if you're going to add things, don't be so random that people are thinking, what on earth is this guy doing? Because they can go click and stop being your follower or friend on Facebook. You don't want that. So as I alluded to earlier, on Facebook, in adding substance, you can share an online article, you can quote your favorite business person, you quote the news, but you know, put some thought into it and just share. And sometimes just a cute photo of a puppy or something. But people are going to get used to what you do and what you do not do, and they'll get used to kind of a pattern with you, and you'll develop your own online personality as well. You can talk about good things that happened. You know, you don't have to say, well, I woke up this morning, bah, 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 I got out of bed, bah, 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 and sing a blues song. But, you know, you can say, well, it was a wonderful day, had the privilege of sparing three families from losing their, you know, whatever. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Or, you know, tried a new restaurant for the first time with my wife. Phenomenal. People like that. And again, it's the wisdom of the crowd, so people like you sharing experiences with them. Set your privacy settings to public. You go to Facebook's, you just type in facebook.com, it'll say join, and it already there are blanks for you to fill in your name, your address, create a passcode, and what you want your username to be, and boom, you're in, and you just answer questions. The Facebook don'ts. And why am I spending so much time on Facebook? Well, it's like the number one social site. And so when you are on Facebook and people are interacting with you, again, that name rises to the top. It's not that you want your clients to just see, All right, I'm looking for Rick before I go in to see him. He's on Facebook. Okay. What else? But it helps everything with your name rise to the top. Some don'ts. Don't start your Facebook account or your experience with solicitations. Hey, guys, want to introduce myself? My name's Bob Chenoweth here, and for the next 1 hour, the first person who, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, people start clicking and not following you. It is not an online Yellow Pages. And you can tell an inexperienced person when they get on it. And realtors I've found have been the worst offenders. You'll say, oh, I kind of know that person. Or it might be good to partner up or at least be friend with a realtor. Maybe we can, you know, get to know each other and refer each other some folks. And all they're doing is, here's a listing on 32nd Street. You got to check it out. This baby's ready to sell. Really? Or if you're, you know, struggling with keeping your home, call me. Those are don'ts. And unfortunately, you're going to see that. You're going to see people do that to you. Use your personal profile to advertise, meaning don't get on there and advertise. And now there's one thing about being social and having your personal, your business website in your profile, but, you know, do it in a way that makes sense. If you're having an event and you haven't mentioned anything about your business in weeks or a month and you say, hey, just want to, you can say it conversationally, getting ready, I'm excited about this Saturday's Coffee with Rick. By the way, if you're in the area, here's the address. RSVP back and come join me for a cup of coffee. That's fine. But to say, are you drowning in debt? You know, call me and, you know, and we'll fix it. You don't, there's a difference between a solicitation and a simple invitation. You don't want to post game updates. Christine's probably familiar with this. Some people get on Facebook because they don't have a life. And there's these online games within Facebook. There's Farmville. There's something about collecting coins and rubber ducks or crazy things. And there's all kinds of Facebook games. And what happens when people play it, they'll hit share it with everyone else. I don't want to hear how you're doing on your make-believe farm or how your duckies are doing. And some people just, that's all they do. And I go, click, I don't want my page filled with so-and-so invited you to Excalibur, you know, for a rousing joust. Shut up. Don't do that. You know, and so it can get really silly. So if you like playing games, just don't send your updates to people or don't, you know, don't send them a cute fake flower. You know, people see through what is sincere and what is insincere. Don't post too often in a short period of time. We call this spamming, slamming. When you go to sign on Facebook and the first 10 posts you see is the same guy, it's going to upset you. So, you know, a couple every now and then, great. Sometimes I'm once a day, once every other day, but you know, you got some folks that post something every 5 minutes, and you don't want to be that guy or gal. Here's a picture of LinkedIn. Philip, so here is the profile page, and this is what you create. Currently, you are this, you're that. Previously, you were this or that. Your education. Now, those that are online, can you see my cursor?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So I've got a few recommendations. When they go here, when a visitor on LinkedIn sees company website, boom, they click it. Again, it takes you back to your website. If they want to see your Twitter, boom, they click that, public profile. So everything is clickable, which is really cool. I currently have, I guess, 134 connections, and you can click that. And so this is more of a professional social network. It is free. You will be surprised at how many people that you will connect with, which is really cool. But it's nothing that you go and you spend time on LinkedIn. Facebook people can spend a lot of time because you can chat on Facebook. You can send pictures. But I'll show you here on LinkedIn, again, with one keystroke, you can send one update like, hey, I'm looking forward to my coffee meeting this Saturday. If you're in the neighborhood, come join me for a cup of coffee. You hit the enter button and boom, it goes to LinkedIn. It goes to Facebook. It goes to Twitter all in one stroke. I'll show you how to do that. Your activity on these sites drives your name up in the search engines, making it easier to find you. Plus, when you comment on other person's or company websites, you can drive traffic to your website. Here's the quotes here in the parentheses. I have a second video that you can watch at your leisure as many times as you want, and I take you through that video. I go to a website, and maybe they posted a video, and I make a comment. When I make a comment, my picture shows up. My name shows up. If people like my comment or they see that I'm kind of consistently saying good things on someone else's website, they click on me and it takes them to my website, and I'm going to do that with you right now. There are many websites on the web. Of course, a website has to be on the web. That allow comments. You can go to your favorite place, CBS Money Watch, Dave Ramsey, or what have you. I would say this, if you go to a place that has 100,000 hits, you're going to get lost in it. Well, here's Gary Vaynerchuk. He started out in his family's wine business in New Jersey, and they were doing about $50,000 a year in selling wine. I'm not into wine. This is actually his kind of social networking site called GaryVaynerchuk.com. But basically, he started doing videos and doing wine tastings on his videos, and he has become the number one name in online social media. And he's got his new book out that he's promoting called The Thank You Economy. Well, here's a recent post where he's got a video of, I think, a player from the Jets, Bart Scott, where you click the video, you watch the video. He's pretty much plugging his Gary's book. But if you scroll down, you'll see that there are 16 comments. And so I posted a comment, and you see my face and my name, and I put Awesome Celebrity Endorsement, Crush It, which was his first book. It was an awesome and practical and practical. I'm looking forward to embracing his next book. Now, someone clicks this. See there? Let's click it.
Yes.
Let's click it. Boom. There's me. And so it's kind of borrowed credibility. It's not cheating because they set it up that way. And so, you don't want to slam someone because, again, the audience knows, the crowd knows. If you're just on there, if I hijacked his site and said, guys, you know, if you want to get right with the Lord and you want to get your money straightened out and you want to pull your head out of your butt, go to my website. You don't have to do that. They're going to say, this guy is a jerk, you know, and you know people, just like on Facebook, if you say, hey, if you'd like to make more money with less risk, go here. It's not what you do. You become part of the conversation. So you can have some fun with it. Again, it's after hours, and there are certain websites. Now, it's not just a website, but a blog where people post either articles or videos in whatever area of interest you have. Now, let's say it's golf. You can find golf blogs. You can Google golf blogs. And if you're in Reno, it's probably going to show you golf blogs that are more closer to the Reno, Nevada area, which is good for you because then you visit and you figure out one that you like the content and just start sharing information. How do you do that? How do you get your name on here? Well, when you post, when you go somewhere, you click post as. Nowadays, you'll have a pop-up menu. Let's see if that won't give me a choice to get out. What happens when you click post? You'll have a pop-up menu that says you can sign in using your Twitter sign in or Facebook, which means you don't have to create a username and password for every website that you want to go and post at. So for him, as well as other sites that I post at, and again, I do this, it just takes a couple minutes after hours, it'll say, well, you'll have a Facebook image come up, and then you can use your Facebook sign in, your Facebook name, your Facebook username, and boom, it's got you right here with the profile picture you use for Facebook. So isn't that cool?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very, very cool. But see, what happens when you do that, not only does this drive people to your website, and one person in this pilot group sent me their website, which I was able to check out, and I can talk with that person and make some recommendations to make it look less sterile and maybe more inviting, more interactive, and get some names and some photos up there. But it's certainly a huge plus to have. How many of you want more people going to your website if you have a website? Well, yeah, they're able to, in the privacy and the safety of their own home and their pajamas, check you out at your website. Besides that, when they do that, what does it do to your online reputation? It boosts the searchability of you. So there are many prongs, many ways that we're going over tonight to boost your online reputation. And back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay, I'm gonna, for some folks, this seems overwhelming. How do I do all of this? Today, it is very easy. You don't have to be a computer nerd. You don't have to waste time being on the internet. Again, maybe a half hour for the whole week, just a few minutes in the evening, and you can increase your searchability. Now, we all know why we want to do that, right? We want people to see us easily. What I'd want you to do tonight is search your own name, search your own company name, and see what comes up. I'm going to walk you now through, I'm going to do a live example of Hootsuite. Those of you who are not on the computer but are on the phone, Hootsuite is in an owl, Hoots, H-O-O-T. Suite.com. It's free. Sign up now. So I'm going to sign up right now. I'm going to create a username and password. Now, I already have an account here. I'm going to make another one. So right here it says basic plan free. You're allowed up to 5 social profiles. That's a profile on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You get it. So let's go ahead and click sign up. Now, I'm saying that this takes about 5 minutes. You can time me, but I don't want to go too fast and lose those that are just listening. So I'm going to key in an email address, and it has to be a real email address. So I'm typing that in right now. FCIS stands for Financial Compass Investment Services Coach. I'm going to use my full name. I'm going to make up a name, because what happens with these websites, if you already have a name, it's going to say you're already registered and they don't want you to have a second site. So I'm going to use my rock star stage name, Michael Rose. I'm going to create a password that I can remember. Confirm password. And for those that are just listening and not watching, it's this easy. Put in a good email address, your name, a password, and your time zone. Create an account. This will take 15 seconds. It's getting into my 5-minute time. Okay, we're in. Welcome, Michael Rose. The first thing it says, add a social network. So I'm going to connect to Twitter. Now, to do this, guys, you have to already have your Facebook profile and your LinkedIn profile and Twitter. Now, I have an extra Twitter account or two, so I'm going to do this with you right now. I'm going to click connect to Twitter, and now a Twitter window opens and it says, are you going to allow Hootsuite to access your Twitter account? And I click allow. I'm going to say yep. And the reason I want to do this is because I want to show you what happens in the window when you add a social network. I hit allow, boom, I'm in. It's in. Okay, now, there's others. I don't want to add anybody. It says, do you want to add some buddies or what have you? You can do this as many networks as you can, up to 5, your Facebook and Twitter and such. But this is what I want to show you. You go up to the top of the bar where it says send now, click inside that space, and now I have several choices. Here to the right, you see the image of my book. That's my Twitter account. When you have up to five, right next to it will be your Facebook account and your LinkedIn. You click the ones that you want to send a message to. So let's schedule something, and I need to think of something cute and valuable to say. Who's got a good quote here? I can't think under pressure, so I'm going to be cliche.
You need a quote?
Yeah.
Well, then you click on brilliant quotes, and here we go.
Okay. But I don't want to mess up my presentation with you. So, a penny saved is a penny earned. I'm not done. I'm going to go to this calendar. I'm going to schedule the message. So, I'm going to schedule this for tomorrow. At 5 p.m. is fine, and you click OK. So that's in the schedule. Now, that actually took me 10 seconds. And when you realize that you have your choices up here, imagine that I have clicked against the grain. I've clicked Twitter, I've clicked Facebook, I've clicked LinkedIn. That message tomorrow at 5 is going to go to all three of those. So you magically are in three places at once. Now, if Rick went to awesome historical quotes, I can do another quote.
Here you go. How about Albert Einstein had one here. It says, an empty stomach is not a good political advisor.
I love it. An empty stomach is not a good political advisor?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and now, again, it's been under 1 minute. I'm going to click the calendar icon. I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to schedule that for Friday. And I'm going to do that maybe in the morning. Okay. Boom. And I hit my Twitter. I hit my Facebook. I hit my LinkedIn. I hit OK. And you go on and on. You can do that 5 times for the week. You're done. Game over. Go to bed.
And post them everywhere, huh, Tim?
It posts automatically for you everywhere.
Wow.
So you are in. And so you don't have to be hanging out at websites and, do you guys like me? And will someone talk to me? Again, give some thought as to your content. Don't do what I just did and just came up with something to practice for you all. I give some good thought, but I don't mind these quotes. Oh, by the way, proper online etiquette is if you quote someone, you put a hyphen, you write the word quote, comma, and you give credit to the person who you are quoting, or else they think that you're trying to get credit yourself. Okay, that, folks, is Hootsuite.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
I have a question about LinkedIn. I'm on it, but I'm not real familiar with it. So if I did something like this, does that email everybody that has LinkedIn that's in my group?
Let's go to LinkedIn. I want to make sure I showed you everything. Oh, here's my Twitter account. What do you notice about my Twitter account? I'm going to get to LinkedIn, but what do you notice about my Twitter page? Those, oh, Christine, you're not on. I'm sorry. Okay, Rick and Phil.
She doesn't notice anything. What? Well,
okay. What do you see?
Let's see.
I have it, for those of that are just listening, I have it customized. I have a wallpaper. So there's my public image. There's a picture of me, larger than life, Tim Rosen, financial peace of mind. If you just open a Twitter account, it's just going to have a cute background. So I've customized it, and there's a reason I'm doing that. Does this picture look familiar? It's the same picture that's on my icon when I post on other people's website, when I'm on Facebook, when I'm on LinkedIn, and what that is brand recognition. Okay, now online I'm going to go to LinkedIn. Oh, I guess to answer your question audibly, Christine, is that what it does is on your homepage for LinkedIn, there's there's an update section, and those that can see it right there, you see my face, and you see, hey, there's Jacob Cooper. We remember Jacob. He's saluting us. Okay, so you will see people who have posted just a post, just like you would a Twitter message. And so there's kind of a live record of people's activities. They're either sharing a link, they're sharing a quote, they're saying, hey, I'm going to have a coffee meeting. And so you can see the most recent, Jacob Cooper in San Diego posted this 19 minutes ago. So when you, from Hootsuite, type your message once, it populates and shows up on your LinkedIn page, and anyone who's LinkedIn, on LinkedIn, that you are connected with, see your post as well. So people that are visiting and spending some time on LinkedIn are going to see your post. Jacob Cooper wrote that he is now connected with Christian Lena. This is not anything that is private. This is all public. And also, when you post to Hootsuite, I can go back to Hootsuite if I was there. Besides text, there's a little icon here. You can attach a photo. They're not going to see a photo. They're going to have a little text that they can click, and it'll open up a photo. And sometimes you may want to do that. You may want to show a picture of your new office, a picture of your family, whatever it is. I love the cover of The New Yorker that had Madoff dressed as the Joker. It's great. You know, you can post that, make a comment. You can share a link. If your post is bigger than 180 characters, or you're sending a link, you can send someone a link. You say, hey, check this out over here at whatever link you want to share. You put it over here right below where you type in your message. For those just listening, is a bar that says shrink. You paste your link or you type in something there. You click shrink. It shortens up your message so it can fit. So that's another cool thing. So that'll show on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, right below your picture and what you type as your message is a click. You can click a link that says attach a link. I do that all the time, especially on LinkedIn. If you blog, I happen to blog. I'll write articles. I'll put it up there. I want to engage people at my business website. I'm always going to attach a link because, face it, with the internet, people are lazy now. If they can't click on it, chances are they're not going to type it in. If they watch a video, if they're bored within the first 5 seconds, they click away. So we have to grab people's attention as well. So by using Hootsuite, again, you can post one thing once and it'll go everywhere when you say it goes there. So that is a huge time saver, because now you're active on LinkedIn, you're active on Facebook, you're active on Twitter, which means you're also active on what? Starts with a G, ends in a Google. Google. The more you do this with one stroke of the keyboard, boom, you just blast a message out there to 4 or 5 different platforms. That boosts up your online reputation. See if there's anything else here.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is. It is very cool. Now, let me clarify. When we talk about online reputation, there are countless books, and you can go to seminars. But please keep in mind, this is not about dominating the webs, the World Wide Web with your presence. It's not about appearing to be the best, the number one name in safe money, the best person, the number one financial planner. That is not it. If you want to work on that, you can do so, and it'll take 8 hours a day, and it'll take a huge advertising budget. That's not what this is about. As it flows smoothly with the 180 clients process, it is about boosting credibility, boosting your trust, and making people feel comfortable and confident when they come in to see you. When your clients that are thrilled with their experience with you and they have made you their financial coach and they tell others, expect that people will and probably have already searched for you. You want them to be able to find you. For some of you, you may want to give your website a facelift or get a different website or start a blog. A blog is free. Through Google, you can set up a blog. And that's just basically, it's whatever you want it to be. How many of you have heard the movie Julie and Julia, the cooking one about what's that lady's name that cooks? Julia Childs, right. This lady just started a blog, and every day she'd put, hey, I'm cooking something every day from Julia Child's book. Today we're making Swedish meatballs. I mean, it's whatever you want to write about. And what happens is eyeballs start following. And it's free to blog. You don't have to, but it is another avenue where you can have eyeballs go to a site. Christine shares a website with others. And Christine, you and I will talk more about how you can direct more traffic or make that, if it's, I don't know, the agreements that you have, if you can make that more visible and get some photos up there. So, because again, people connect with people. We don't connect with just businesses. That's why I don't do a lot of Facebook posts just with Financial Compass. Now, they get it that Financial Compass and I are the same, but when you go to a website and all you see is a building and text and click here for this or click here for that, it's very sterile. Nothing's going on. People don't connect. But they will go to a website for a few minutes just to try to get some facts. But other than that, it's boring and they're gone. Okay. All right. Now, the challenge for the week, for the month. We've done the Hootsuite. I'm slurring my words now. We literally did that in less than 5 minutes, and then I've been everywhere else since then. But you saw how quick it took to set up a Hootsuite account, to click a button and to add a Facebook link, a LinkedIn link, and it's just that strong. Action steps for the next 30 days. And I will get this PowerPoint to you all with the disclaimer. You guys have already signed with AMS. This is for your education purposes and for your help. Do not share it with associates or other licensed advisors. So that's why I'm trusting in sending this all to you. So besides going back and listening to the audio that I'll have up within 48 hours as well, your mission is to create your Google profile. The video that you'll have within 15 minutes of getting off this call with me teaches you step by step how to do that. You can go to www.google.com/profiles. There you go. Create your yes. Question?
Very nice, Tim. Oh, good stuff.
Good. We want you to create your Facebook profile, your personal Facebook profile. If you are licensed and you've passed the Uniform Investment Advisor Law Exam, then you can get a business page as well. It is free, and you can, I don't exactly give, you know, investment advice, but I certainly, yeah, you know, I'll certainly share the truth every now and then, and I'll give my opinion about gold and such, but you've got more liberty, and you can have a business website. They call it a fan page, as I have with Financial Compass, and Against the Grain, the book is another Facebook page. Join LinkedIn. Don't try to do this all in one night. Again, each social website may take you 5 minutes to set up a profile. Remember your username and login, and try to use the same one for each one. You're not going to get hacked. It's okay. Sign up for Hootsuite and try Hootsuite, and then join the conversation. You just like if anyone has ever, you know, written in a journal or a diary, you're a little nervous at first because you want every word to be just right. You don't want to be goofy, but you begin to learn what your writing voice and style is. Same thing with people will get to know your personality, even though they may not know you in person, just by what you write. You know, you don't have to create original, beautiful poetry that makes everyone swoon or impresses everyone with your unfathomable wisdom. But just be yourself and join the conversation. Again, it's going to boost your recognition and the searchability of your name. And you'll also attract more followers. When you attract more followers, and it's natural to do that, then you happen to mention that you're having a coffee meeting. And you give the location. You say, if you do the courtesy of RSVPing by, you know, week before, we'd love to have you join us for coffee, as I'll be teaching on, you know, the world economy today, or what's up with Japan, whatever that may be. Questions? Anybody with questions?
With this kind of thing, Tim, I just want to clarify, this is to get us out there, get us in the conversations. When and if we'll authorize, let's say as a Madison guy, when and if I'm authorized to do a business fan page on that, then you'll be able to give us some instruction. My biggest fear is if you get someone that would want to post things that were derogatory or something like that, just someone goes wacko on you, if that were to happen. There's some ways to monitor that kind of stuff, but the check and balance as well, right?
There is, and again, the wisdom of the crowd says there's going to be a knucklehead now and then. You can't avoid it, but when you got enough people saying the truth, it's easy to know who's being the jerk. Now, on your Facebook page, if someone writes something you don't like, you can scroll your mouse over it. There's an X. You just delete it. You have control on what's on your Facebook page. Now, if they're putting it on their own page, you can't do anything about that. But what are the chances that their other people that they're connected with on Facebook knows who you are? And someone who's going to be, you know, doing that in a untruthful way just to be a jerk, they're probably already a jerk. And the people that follow them probably already know that, so they lose credibility.
Gotcha.
If you post something and you use a business... on my business page, what you have is you have fans. You're not connected necessarily, but you have fans. Anybody, even if they're not your friend, can become a fan. And I like to post videos and articles that I think are wise, that are steeped in academic research and non-opinion and non-Wall Street. And sometimes even if it's quirky, my wife does a great job of providing me all of that. Do you know that for the time being, China has outlawed reincarnation? You cannot reincarnate yourself unless you get their permission. Did you know that? Yeah. And Hugo Chavez has said that capitalism has killed life on Mars. So current stuff, kind of wacky, kind of cute, but, you know, you're just building your own personality. And with the business fan page, I have more freedom to do business-related posts. Plus, I'll put little images because I create I provide a curriculum when I do evening classes. I'll put a little image that represents the topic of the curriculum or the image of the book that we're using. And so it's a visual that someone has, and it's a quick blurb of what we're going to be talking about, destroying your money demons. And they can click, boom, I'm coming. And so that's a wonderful thing that you can do on your business page too, is create an event, create a coffee event, invite 500 people if you want to. That may be down the road, because you don't want to sit there with an event and you've got 500 people who said no. So there you go. We've got a couple more minutes. Any other questions? Yes. Well, you know, I do on my personal link, but that's more of sharing. It's not me promoting or soliciting or giving advice. For instance, you may have a favorite. You may like Fox. Okay, well, if you go to Fox Business or you go to Fox.com, they'll have articles. If you think this is really cool, you've got someone else writing it, but it'll say share. You're just sharing it. You did not write it. You did not create it. You're fine to do that because it is public information. It's not investment advice. And if it's, okay. if it's, should we worry about oil? Post it, because you're providing to your friends and potential clients maybe some information that may be a help to them. Let's see. On my personal site, I posted the worst late night snacks. Captain Crunch is the number one worst ones. So that was cute but helpful. What else? I shared a video right here from Fox Business. Are investors shaken by Japan? And of course, you've got three opinions there. And then I also put an article called, whatever, college grads lack verbal skills. And that was from USA Today. And they can click on that, and it takes them right to the USA website, and they can read about this huge problem with today's college students and their text language and their slang, and they're not doing too well. So, you know, and that's just current events. That's just being helpful, and that shows that you're kind of staying in touch with what's going on, and you're not living in the dark ages, you know, in 1999 and such. Good question. Others? Any other questions? All right, we are going to wrap this up. We will have an accountability email from me in 3 weeks. I will ask you questions on how you have done in setting up your profiles. When you do find the profiles, look for me and connect with me. I will connect with you and then can share you some tips with you as well. Now, here's a challenge when you're participating in a mentor program like this that is paid for you. You know, it's almost obligatory. You could or could not do it. No one's going to make you do it. I personally feel when someone goes from the obligatory to, you know, opening your wallet or writing a check, now you're looking at it as a consumer and you really want your money's worth. I can't make you do all these things. I want to pour out my heart and my experience and teach you. It is up to you to do these things to your own benefit. I've emailed every one of you. And if you would do me the courtesy of answering back and letting me know how you're doing on obtaining your restaurant location, what's the name of the location, did you send out your invitations, do you need any help on that? I've heard from Tom Crisman's office, and we helped them out on pulling up their invitation and getting that going. But I'm in your corner. I want to help you. These are tried and proven methods. And the coffee meeting is quite easy to do. So I'd like to get your all's feedback on how you're doing on that. And then, of course, you have this month you want to get going on your profiles. Easy stuff. Just takes a few minutes. So it will not distract from your money-making activities during the day. Hey, I enjoyed it. I think we covered a lot of good stuff. And we'll talk to you guys soon. And I'm going to go ahead and get online and send you the links to the two training videos. Watch them as often as you wish. They'll be available for the next 30 days. All righty. Thank you all. You bet. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. All righty. Bye now.